U.S.-South Korean military exercises are over, and the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, says the United States is prepared to re-engage in working-level nuclear talks, quote, as soon as we hear from our counterparts in North Korea. Biegun is in Seoul on a three-day visit to South Korea.
President Trump gave me and my team the assignment to restart working-level negotiations with North Korea, as agreed by Chairman Kim, to successfully implement the four commitments the two leaders made in Singapore.
Australians are reacting to the latest court ruling against Cardinal George Pell. He listened as his conviction for sexually abusing children was emphatically upheld today. Court of Appeal Chief Justice Anne Ferguson.
By a majority of 2-1, the Court of Appeal has dismissed Cardinal George Pell's appeal against his conviction for the commission of sexual offences. He will continue to serve his sentence of 6 years imprisonment.
The 78-year-old Pell faces a minimum of more than 3 years in prison before he is eligible for parole. At the Vatican, papal spokesman Matteo Bruni.
At this time, together with the Church in Australia, the Holy See confirms its closeness to the victims of sexual abuse and its commitment to pursue, through the competent ecclesiastical authorities, those members of the clergy who commit such abuse.
President Trump has canceled a scheduled meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark because she will not discuss a sale of Greenland to the United States. Mr. Trump was scheduled to be in Denmark in 2 weeks, but he said based on Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's comments in Greenland, the trip was off. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump has something new to deny these days that the United